You know those lesbians, slippery fingers. What's going on, professionally silly listeners? It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And if you're new here, welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast. This is the podcast where we like to shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome, yes, as well as a variety of what the fuck moments. Okay, we've got a lot of those. And if you are not new here and you are just a loyal advocate of this silly-ass podcast, thanks for coming back. Appreciate it. You know, make sure the newbies, you check out the titles of my past episodes because we do cover a lot of interesting topics here on this podcast. Serial killers, ghost stories, etc. All kinds of shit. I even once did an entire podcast episode about bizarre sex fetishes. We have a good time here. Think of me as an audible YouTube channel. Oh, it's great. So, okay, let me just go ahead and let you guys know what's going on with me. Update. So a lot occurred this last couple of weeks, and I'm so sorry that I couldn't give you guys an episode this past Friday. So much happened. Okay, so not only was it Thanksgiving, all right, I also woke up feeling like absolute shit that day, the day of Thanksgiving. And apparently, I had a swollen lymph node in my neck on my right side. And this happened the day before Thanksgiving, but on Thanksgiving Day, my right ear also decided to be like, fuck you, I'm going to be in pain too. So it felt like, I guess it was kind of like an ear infection. And the crazy thing is that my throat, it didn't hurt. It didn't hurt to swallow. There was no soreness. I didn't have to cough. Nothing like that. It was so weird, but it was still uncomfortable and painful. So I went to the ER, finally get some help the day after Thanksgiving. And I made a vlog on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel. And it just was not the best experience, you know? And if you would like to, you can check out the full story, the full video on my channel to get more details about what happened. But let's just say I do not trust doctors at all. And that video explains why. I won't go onto my soapbox about this for too long because that's not really what we do here. But every now and then I gotta step up there and say some shit. Okay, but listen, all right, medicine is a business in this country. It's a business. And so sometimes it's hard to know if the treatment you're getting is necessary or not. We have to blindly trust these doctors and nurses that we don't know personally, you know, and I'm saying this because I feel like I got something done that I didn't actually have to get done because it's an expensive thing to do, and I think they just wanted to rack up the bill. But they ordered a CAT scan. I had to get a CAT scan for my swollen lymph node tonsil thing, and many people that I told about this said I didn't need that. I didn't even need that. Even a friend of mine who was a physician said that it was strange that they ordered a CAT scan. You know, it was weird. It was terrifying. I don't like being in those things. It was not fun. You know, anyways, they prescribed me antibiotics for my lymph node pain and swelling in my ear. And they didn't explain anything to me about the antibiotics, you know. They didn't really talk to me. They talked at me in like medical jargon that I didn't get. Like I was one of their coworkers or some shit. It was just uncomfortable and it was scary for me, you know. And anyways, they did take my credit card payment, you know, of $250. Because that's my copay. It was like, what, 25% of whatever the hell my insurance card says. And they took that money before anybody even saw me. Okay? And look, and I'll admit, I'm ignorant as shit when it comes to doctor visits and the billing and all of that shit. Because all that frustrating medical blah blah, you know? Because I don't go to doctors. I don't trust it. And when there's a pandemic, think of this, okay? There's a pandemic. Someone you love dies from COVID. Then, like, a few weeks later, you lose somebody from cancer. Okay? And then you go to the hospital because you're having a problem with something going on in your neck that's connected to your throat. Okay? That is connected to your tonsils and your throat and all that. It's just, you can't help but think maybe it's COVID. You know what I'm saying? And so you're scared. You don't normally go to hospitals or doctors because it's terrifying. You don't know if they're telling you the truth. You don't know if they're just trying to get more money out of you, you know, and that was a fear that I have. I don't want any debt from anyone, medical or otherwise, you know what I mean? And it just feels to me, not all doctors and not all nurses, but it feels to me that sometimes they order things that you don't need, especially when you're in the ER, which is where I was, you know. So after losing someone close to me from COVID and then someone close to me from cancer, all in, you know, pretty much the same month, it was just a lot to deal with. And then I had to go to the hospital alone. I just had dozens of things on my mind, and none of them were positive. My mind was racing with everything that could possibly be wrong with me. And I made sure I didn't Google anything, because Google was like, oh, bitch, you're dying tomorrow. Like, you know, I was like, I just said my toe hurts. Why am I at death now? It's just, I don't do WebMD. I can't do it. Cannot, will not ever do it. You know, so anyways, they sent me home with antibiotics after the CAT scan and didn't really explain anything to me. And there is a lot more to the story, so if you want to know more, make sure you go ahead and check that out to my video on my YouTube channel that I did last week. I'll put the link below in the show notes so you guys can take a look at that if you want to. And I'm finally feeling better, though. The antibiotics are doing their thing. It took a CAT scan that I can't afford, along with debt, to figure out what the fuck I needed. And yeah, being an adult is fun. It's fantastic. So what else is going on with me? I'm working out now, you know, trying to lose this unwanted ass weight. also, can I just say that the Oculus Quest 2 is so fucking awesome. You know, I've been playing this boxing game called Thrill of the Fight, and it's a hell of a workout, man. I was sweating, breathing hard, you know, and now I'm walking around sore as hell. After playing that game, you feel like you actually stepped into the ring, minus, you know, being hit. you know, shit, man. Also, guys, make sure you go ahead and check out Grand Rapidians Play Video Games podcast. That was a very fun episode that they invited me to record with them, so that we did an episode, and they released that last week, I believe. So make sure you go ahead and check out Grand Rapidians Play Video Games. They are a lot of fun. If you like booze, especially beer, if you like booze and video games, you're going to really enjoy that podcast. It's a lot of fun. I had a great time recording with them. So guys, also, if you're listening, Grand Rapidian Plays Video Games, thank you so much for inviting me to your show. It was a lot of fun. We had a good time. We did. All right, well, enough talk about me, although I know it's your favorite subject of the podcast. my bullshit-ass problems is your favorite part. And also, thank you for listening. You know, I appreciate my non-skippers who stick with me. I try not to go over 10 minutes when I do the intro stuff, you know? I do the best that I can. So anyways, the week before last, I shared some X-rated historical facts, things that make us look at history a little differently. let's just say that the people that many look up to, and those same people who actually helped make history, they did some weird ass shit, some things that we wouldn't do today. We wouldn't even think about it, you know? So if you haven't already, go ahead and check out that episode and subscribe to this podcast, because, you know, you don't want to miss these random episodes that I post every Friday. We have so much fun here. Now, today I owe you a fun show, especially since I wasn't here last week, you know? And I mean, I feel like I left you high and dry last week. You know, I do hope that you guys enjoyed your Thanksgiving. I hope that everything went smoothly. I hope you overate, overdrank, and overslept. I hope you did all of those things, because that right there, it's just, that sounds like a great day to me. Overeating, oversleeping, and overdrinking? Oh, yeah, sign me up, you know? But today, let's dig into some memorable Thanksgiving stories. Shit goes down on holidays where families, you know, they come up and visit and old friends pop up again and everybody's wanting a plate, you know? Family pets are stealing food off tables, and that one cousin that drinks too much also talks too damn much. Now everybody knows about Aunt Terry's affair with the Amazon delivery driver. Ah, the holidays, right? But before we get into these interesting ass Thanksgiving memories, I want to remind you guys, if you have any of your own interesting experiences, maybe you got some holiday stories you want to share, go ahead and email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Everything is spelled correctly, I-T-S, the word professionally, and the word silly. If you don't know how to spell it, you know, that's what Google is for. We all have computers in our pockets, there's no excuse. I talk about a variety of topics here, so you know, maybe your experience or your story could even inspire an entire episode, okay? Your story can be scary, funny, cringy, embarrassing, sexy. Oh, maybe you want to talk about a sexual conquest you had. I don't know. Send it in. Let's see. And my email is also down below in the show notes, so just go ahead and copy and paste it. And send me your stories. I want to hear them. Also, don't forget to show your support for this podcast and the hard work that I put into it by leaving a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platform that you are using. You know, help this small podcaster move up in the world, man. Yes, Professionally Silly is ready to be heard by some new ear holes. I would love it. The more ears, the merrier. Yeah, so let's go ahead and let's get to it. I wanted to share something with you guys that's super exciting. Recently, a company by the name of Vance Global reached out to me, and they wanted me to try their product. Vance Global is a Milwaukee-based CBD joints and hemp manufacturer. Vance Global is providing us with a safer alternative to smoking tobacco products, and they have even created recently the most potent CBD cigarette out there. That Delta 8. So if you are interested in CBD cigarettes or you're interested in an alternative to smoking tobacco products, this is for you. And Delta 8, oh, guess what? They've got gummies now too, and they are amazing. I ate a couple of them, and I had an amazing night's sleep. My mind shut off, and I dozed. Goodbye anxiety, and hello sweet dreams. So check out their Instagram at Vance Global and take a look at the merchandise. And if you see something that you want to purchase, make sure you go ahead and use the coupon code SMILES, all capital letters, S-M-I-L-E-S, the word SMILES, to get 20% off your purchase. Once again, the coupon code is SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Vance Global! I'll be sure to post the link down below in the show notes, and you can go ahead and click and start your shopping for your CBD cigarettes and or gummies and more today. Something about the holidays makes us crazy. Like it's, and to be honest with you, the best stories come from Thanksgiving and Christmas get-togethers. You know, and I think it's because we are surrounded by people that we don't see as often all at once. You know, just shit goes down on the holidays. There's booze involved, and in some families, weed or maybe other drugs. I don't know your lives, okay? Who knows? But the drama will find its way to the ears of everyone, okay? And we all have that one person, or maybe even several people in our families that stays having drama, you know? And you know when they show up, shit's going to get real when they stop by, okay? So let's go ahead and check in with the internet and see what happened that made memorable Thanksgiving moments for other people. People we don't even know. People who share these things online. Let's do that. So, okay, BuzzFeed.com. I just want to see what you got in store for us for this first story. So it reads here, my mother and grandmother had restaurant reservations for Thanksgiving last year, but very last minute, my sister somehow convinced them to go elsewhere. Of course, this means no reservation, but my sister is convinced that it'll be fine and they might just have to wait a few more minutes for a table. Mind you, I live in another state, so I get to experience what I'm about to tell you from a distance. Apparently, I can't read. Okay. And they go on to say, they end up sitting at the bar while waiting for a table and having a few drinks and apps. After the second round of martinis, my mother looks over and my grandmother is leaning back in her chair, completely limp and unresponsive. Everyone freaks out. Paramedics are called and grandma is rushed to the ER. I'm 1,200 miles away when my mother calls me to tell me what happened. At this point, grandma is at the ER, still unresponsive, with crazy low blood sugar and a very high heart rate. And I'm ready to book plane tickets and rush to the airport when my mom calls back and says, "Don't worry, everything's okay. Your grandmother just got drunk." Okay, so they go on to say her blood test came back completely normal except for a BAC of 0.24, three times the legal limit. My grandma is 90 years old, about 4'8", and 100 pounds. She hadn't eaten anything all day because she knew they were having a big dinner. She also ordered another martini while no one was looking, so the second martini was actually her third. Oh, just a lot happened in that story. Okay, first of all, why the fuck would you just throw away a reservation you had on Thanksgiving? That is insane to me. And the fact that the entire family listened to her... make it make sense, because no restaurant will ever have an empty table just waiting for an entire family on Thanksgiving. I don't give a shit what kind of restaurant it is, okay? Well, maybe at the restaurant that they decided not to use their reservation, there's a free table there now, you know? And grandma, over there, drunk as hell, and nobody has any idea. Just 90 years old, living her best life, just emptying the bar, you know? And she's 100 pounds, and she stands at 4'8", and she's 90 years old. And she has an empty stomach. And homegirl had three martinis. Three. That would fuck me up. I mean, I'm in my 30s. Three martinis on an empty stomach ain't gonna work. We're not gonna discuss my weight. No. We're not gonna discuss that. I'm 5'7". That's all I need to know. I'm 5'7", and I drink on empty stomachs every now and then. Whatever. Okay. So I'll tell you this. I do feel like bartenders have an extra heavy hand on holidays at bars and restaurants because they're banking on the drama. Okay. All right, okay, think about those reality shows that people love so much. You know, the producers and all those people, they're behind the drama. A lot of that shit isn't real. It isn't. They have people behind the scenes starting rumors and causing problems. They'd be like, okay, Patricia, I need you in makeup, but when you see Shelly, try not to discuss anything about DeMarco treating on Adrian until we can get the cameras in place, okay? Cameras up in 30, everybody, let's go! Okay? Knowing full damn well, Patricia is going to tell everybody and they mama about all of that shit in 60 seconds flat, okay? So, they be real sneaky like that. I'm telling you, okay? So, bartenders just be pouring drinks and keeping the drama hydrated and drunk. I love it. They be adding fuel to the fire, y'all. Oh, I love it. Let me stop. All right, listen. Okay, listen here. I enjoy Thanksgiving food just as much as everyone else. Okay, Thanksgiving leftovers too. It's a plus. I love it. It's delicious. Okay. All right. Oh, and drink every time I say Thanksgiving. Okay. I done dropped the T word a few times. Y'all should be drunk already, honestly. All right, so as amazing as Thanksgiving food is, it's just not worth going to jail over. It's not. And to be honest with you, not much is, in my opinion, you know. Plus, prison food and the food served in jail, from what I understand, it's not the best. It's not the best cuisine that you can have, okay? So, the smokinggun.com website has a couple of stories for us here. So, let's start with this 18-year-old kid named Taz Miller. It's kind of like his parents knew that he was going to be a little shit. They named him Taz. I mean, what? Kid never stood a chance. All right. So, fantastic. Great. Now, all of my listeners named Taz are going to be pissed off at me. Damn it, Taz. You know, one bad apple ruins the bunch. God damn it. Okay. So, 18-year-old Taz from Indiana, who was also a self-proclaimed fighter and rapper on his Twitter page. This, not for nothing, he's a white kid. I'm not saying white kids can't be rappers. We have Eminem. I mean, I guess you could say G-Eazy or Machine Gun Kelly, whatever, but Eminem. Anywho, so this guy took it upon himself to, he definitely earned the name that was given to him. Listen, he took it upon himself to stab his mother's live-in boyfriend for eating his Thanksgiving leftovers. Yep, shit got real. And I get the anger of someone eating any food that you were going to eat. I understand it, Thanksgiving or not. I don't give a shit if it was leftovers from Applebee's. I was going to eat that shit. Don't take my... Look, you had plans for it. I understand. And there is nothing more heartbreaking then going to the refrigerator with your whole mouth and stomach set to eat something that you set aside for yourself to have later, only to discover that shit is gone? Bruh, that's... Y'all understand. That shit get me hot. I may not say something to the person who ate my food, but I'm damn sure, boy, I'm beating the shit out of them in my head. In my head, we just went 12 rounds, bruh. And I cut their head off with a pair of scissors. I sure did. Okay. That got dark quick. All right. So anyways, he decided to stab his mother's live-in boyfriend for eating his Thanksgiving leftovers. All right. Which is, you know, not the best idea. Maybe don't stab people for things like that, you know. But anyway, something tells me that Taz already didn't like his mama's boo thang, okay? And eating his food was the last fucking straw. We don't know their history, you know what I'm saying? We don't know their history, but if I'm guessing that if you stab a motherfucker over some leftover food, you know, you probably didn't like him to begin with. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God. So what had happened was, upon finding out that his mama's boo thang ate his food, Taz took it upon himself to grab a big-ass black-handled kitchen knife from the kitchen, okay? And then he allegedly screamed, "I'm going to fucking kill you." Then he stabbed Chris. That's the mama's boyfriend's name. Stabbed him. Stabbed him in the arm and the thigh. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I got a juicy-ass thigh. Okay, that you can't miss it. You try to stab my thigh, 9 times out of 10, you're going to hit what you're trying to get to. You know what I'm saying? But also, if I understand correctly, there's an artery in your thigh. Maybe more than one. I don't know. But if you hit one of them arteries, you dead. You bleeding out. Nothing can be done. You know, so that's don't stab people in thighs. All right? All right. So, or at all, I guess I should say. Whatever. So then Taz, the rapper, all right, tried to strangle him afterward. I mean, damn. Homie got stabbed. All right, then he got choked out. It's just a lot for a Thanksgiving meal. Thanksgiving leftover meal. Wasn't even fresh, you know? Oh, my goodness. So the knife that he was stabbed with was actually 8 inches long with a serrated blade. So I can imagine that it didn't feel too good being stabbed by an 8-inch serrated blade knife. Not the best, I'm assuming. Never been stabbed, knock on wood. Hope I never get stabbed. So Taz stabbed him so hard that the knife was bent at a 45 degree angle. I was going to say a 90 degree angle. That would have took a lot of fucking force to stab somebody, and all of a sudden your knife is at a 90 degree angle. Jesus Christ. So 45 degree angle, the knife was bent. And also, there was blood and tissue on the knife when police found it. So, you know, he was stabbing. He was stabbing people out there. And it's safe to say that they had a pretty memorable Thanksgiving. You don't forget being stabbed on Thanksgiving. You don't. That's not a memory that you just... Remember that time you got stabbed? No. What year was that? That's the kind of shit that just goes... That just goes in the brain cells for later on. For safekeeping. You know what I'm saying? Shit. So anyways, don't worry. I know that you were probably hoping that someone else got arrested over Thanksgiving food. And they did. And I came across another memorable Thanksgiving drink. You guys should be pretty toasted by now. I have said the T word so many times already. So listen, take a break and drink some water, man. Okay. Thanksgiving drink. Anyways, I came across another memorable T word moment, and I'm trying to help you out here. All right. So let's talk about 47-year-old Jacqueline Blake from Pennsylvania. Now, mind you, she spells her name Jacqueline. Okay, it's spelled J-A-C-K with a dash, okay, L-Y-N. Jack-Lynn. Jacqueline, all right? Not important. I just found it interesting. So, Jacqueline decided to do some stabbing of her own during the Thanksgiving season. I think it's, this is starting to become a trend, I guess. I don't know. This is like the next TikTok thing. Stab people on Thanksgiving. Don't TikTok, don't do that. Don't start that trend, please. That's not a good idea. Jacqueline has been charged with various crimes, okay? Let me list these charges here. Reckless endangerment, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and making terroristic threats. All right, so she's got quite the list of charges there. Just an all-in-all lovely woman. Just fantastic. Someone you want to take home to mom, you know? So anyways, what happened was police were called and they responded at Jacqueline's home. And when the police got there, she was walking out the door and announced to everyone, "I stabbed him." just admitted it, you know? She didn't run. She didn't lie. Just admitted it right out, okay? So apparently her boyfriend Ben was holding a towel against his chest when the police arrived. You know, he's trying to, you know, keep pressure on the open wound that his lovely girlfriend has caused, or husband. I don't know what they're. I think it's a boyfriend. Anyways, the police get there and he is treated at the hospital and he did live. All right, it was not a life threatening stab, if you will. All right. So anyways, Ben told the police that he and Jacqueline argued earlier that day and she got drunk and went to sleep. So Ben decided, fuck it, I'm going to have Thanksgiving by myself. Fuck that drunk bitch, I'm going to eat this food on my own, that's fine. But then Jacqueline woke up and saw that he didn't wait for her and she fucking lost it. She grabs a knife and just started chasing Ben around the dinner table. And he was able to dodge a lot of the stabs that she threw at him, but then she got him one good time in the chest and even threw the knife at him, and the knife hit him in the fucking face. Damn, Gina! Seriously? Her name clearly isn't Gina, but if you're a Martin fan, if you ever watch that show, Martin, you get why that's hilarious. So, it's just a lot to stab somebody for that. It's not even like he ate all the food or threw it away. He made himself one plate, one plate of food. Okay. I mean, shit, nothing says memorable Thanksgiving like stab wounds. I got to tell you. So I feel like those two people, the people in those stories are going to remember their Thanksgiving. Ben is never going to forget the day that he was stabbed in the chest because he made himself a plate of food. Okay? Chris, Taz's mama's boo thing, is going to forget that shit either. Now, I guarantee he won't eat nobody's leftovers ever again. Good Lord. All right, so this next one is just lovely. It's just a beautiful story about Thanksgiving and food and a lesbian. And I'm going to tell you something. When you hear this story, you're going to be like, yeah, this is something I definitely would not have forgotten had I been there to experience this moment. And I mean that. So thank you, BuzzFeed.com, once again, for this beautiful moment that I'm about to share with you. So it reads, a family friend who happened to be a lesbian thought it would be a good idea to carry at least 20 plates across the living room before Thanksgiving dinner. In a shocking surprise to absolutely no one, she dropped all the plates onto the floor. Then my grandfather, who barely knows this friend, says the most infamous words in our family's history. You know these lesbians, slippery fingers. I cannot. I would have absolutely lost my mind laughing had I been there for that. Oh, God. Why wasn't I at this Thanksgiving dinner? Like, also, why the fuck would anyone try to carry 20 plates at once? Unless it's paper or plastic, don't do that. Plates are heavy. Okay, just make more than one trip. It's fine. Look, we're all going to be overeating already. The least we can do is get in those extra plates, you know, those extra steps. Just make more than one trip to the kitchen. You'll be fine. Shit. Slippery fingers. Oh, my God. I love it. As a fellow lesbian, I co-sign that entire statement because he's absolutely right. If you are a currently working lesbian, he's absolutely right. Slippery fingers. Oh, love it. That slippery fingers thing was great. I probably should have used that as my last episode, my last story for the day for this episode. All right, so our last story, I thought that we would end in a wonderful memory one family shared with the local paramedics. Yeah, nothing says happy Thanksgiving like a domestic situation. Yeah. Shout out to FoxNews.com for this one. I'm not a Fox News fan at all. But if I can find some stupid shit on Fox News websites, I'll use it. And there's a lot of stupid shit there because it's Fox News. All right, so it reads here. As a paramedic, holidays were not something guaranteed. One year I was working Thanksgiving, and we get a request by police to respond to a scene of a domestic situation. It's 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and most everyone is sitting down to eat their turkey. This family was the same, except an argument started over something petty, something silly. I think it was about who should carve the turkey. Anyway, the argument becomes heated. Fists begin to fly between the men. Women are screaming at the men to stop it. One of the women grabs her purse and takes out her pepper spray and proceeds to pepper spray the men who are fighting. Another woman grabs her own spray and sprays the first woman. Now, this was all done while still around the table, which is not a really good idea, guys. Another person at the table calls the police. By the time the police arrive, the fight has stopped, but now there are three people with pepper spray in their eyes, and the dinner is ruined, and the others are leaving. Okay, so first off, I can only imagine the stories that first responders would have for the holidays that they work. Oh my God, man. They must have some crazy stories. If you're a first responder, please send me some good, juicy stuff. Send it in. Send in the stories. It's professionallysilly@gmail.com. Okay. So I have to say the pepper spray thing. It's not the best seasoning for food. I know you hear the word pepper, you get excited. It's not what you think. just throwing that out there. And let that be a lesson to those of you who have never been around pepper spray, never used it, never experienced it. If you spray it, be prepared to taste that spray yourself. It will affect you. Sometimes, especially if it's windy, it's going to come back to your face and you will gag and you will choke and you will cry and your nose will run. It's not a pretty picture, okay? And anyone and anything around you will catch that pepper spray too, okay? It doesn't go in one direction, you know, when you spray it. That's why it's called spray. Yeah, I'm just... Yeah, you know, just scientific facts out here I'm throwing out. You know, I'm a physicist or something. I don't know. Chemist? Who makes pepper spray? All right, so the fact that these two women decided to pull out their pepper spray in the same room is crazy. All they had to do was wait out the fight. Just wait it out. People get tired eventually, you know? I don't know. I don't know if you've ever been in a fight before, but it's exhausting. The only reason some of them last as long as they do is because of the adrenaline. It really, honestly, unless you train, you know, for all that fucking cardio, because fighting is a lot of work. It's a great full body workout. Okay. It really is. But man, let me tell you, okay, I used to box and I did taekwondo a while when I was younger, and sparring for 2 minutes straight was hard as fuck, okay? And I mean, doing anything physical like that for 2 minutes straight is tough, especially if you haven't trained for it. No thank you. Yeah, but yeah, just wait that shit out. They'll stop, you know? Or throw water on them, not pepper spray. Jesus. Anyways, it's when you think about it, it's kind of crazy how fights always end before the police get there. You know, and it proves my point. Everyone's exhausted from fighting. It's a lot. You're just like, ugh, I'm done. By the time the police get there, everybody's forgiven each other. It's fine. You know, they've already left. Get over it. You know what I mean? And you know, let me tell you, the older you get, the more shit hurts the next day. I wake up sore in the morning just from sleeping the previous night. Okay, I probably got up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom. That's what the fuck I get. Should have stretched first. And I'll tell you what, that damn boxing game that I've been playing on the Oculus Quest 2 definitely has me sore these days, okay? It's a lot. Oh my God. Anywho, enough about my angelic soreness. All right. So I'm thinking that maybe this particular family should probably alternate who gets the turkey every year, you know, just alternate. Ben can do it 1 year. You know, Adam can do it the next year. You know, that way the pepper spray can stay inside the purses. You know, that's what I'm thinking that this particular family may need. Just a schedule, just a turkey cutting schedule. I said schedule because it's more fun. I know I'm not British or European, but schedules just sound so much sexier than schedule. Yeah, that's just how I feel about it. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's make sure grandma eats and doesn't pass out drunk. It's the least you can do for your grandmother. Have her back on that. Also, if you can, get yourself an Oculus Quest 2. It's an amazing machine. I love the games, the apps that it has, and the fact that you can get up off your ass and still have a great time. You know what I mean? I feel like a kid again when I'm playing. It's great. Oh, yeah. And maybe don't stab people. Professionally, silly life rules, people. Just don't stab people. Make sure you guys... No, Oculus Quest 2 is not sponsoring this episode at all. I just really like their product. They have no idea that I'm alive. Oh, so check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ItsProSilly. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly Pod group on Facebook. because we do have a lot of fun in there. If you want to join in on the silly and you have any stories or experiences that you want to share, you can email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. It can literally be about anything as long as it's interesting. That's my motto there. And there's a really good chance that your story could inspire an entire episode topic. So be sure to go ahead and send those in. All right? Send them in! I love it, love it, love it, love it. Also, guys, you can leave me messages on Anchor app or my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voicemail or text message and I'll put you on the show, unless you're not into that. So just let me know. I would love to hear from you. I would love it, love it, love it, love it. Once again, guys, thank you so much for chilling with me. And those of you who are coming back every week, I really appreciate it. I'm so glad that you're here. You know, and if this is your first time listening, I hope that you decide to come back and join me every Friday as we get professionally silly up in this bitch. Okay. Please support this podcast by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using. Especially, I cannot say this enough, especially Apple Podcasts, if you've got that, you know, and share it with a friend. I'm going to be honest with you, Apple Podcasts, they're pretty much the podcast gods right now. You get good reviews on that, there's a good chance that many, many people can discover you. And if you already have an iPhone or iPad or any kind of Apple product, the little purple podcasting app is already on your phone, on your device. So check me out right there. I love it, love it, love it. And make sure you share the silly with a friend, man. Your friends want to have fun too. Don't hog all the silly to yourself. Don't be a silly hog. Don't do that. You know, and let them know that this podcast is available on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Radio Public, Podbean, and more. I'm all over the place. And you know, just know that leaving a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts really, really can help this podcast grow and thrive. And I am so ready for that. I am, you know. Don't forget to check out the show notes down below for some bonus information. I got my social media stuff down there, my TikTok, my Instagram, my Twitter, my two YouTube channels, all that good stuff. All of it is down there. Oh, and there will be another Paranormal Blacktivity video coming soon. So, you know, I'm gonna keep you on the edge of your seats on that one. That's gonna be nice. For those of you who aren't aware, my Paranormal Blacktivity YouTube channel is where I put my black card on the line and we go to haunted locations to see if we can communicate with the spirits that are there. And I gotta tell you, we've had some very interesting moments, needless to say, my God. And for those of you that are interested in writing me or sending things to my P.O. Box, Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. And you can send me anything you want and I'll open them right here on the air and even post a video of the unboxing on my YouTube channel. Won't that be fun? It'd be fun. Once again, guys, it's your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Enjoy the silly while you can, guys. You know, come take your silliness seriously with me every Friday right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.